On the line, we have Robert Ejner, the Executive Director of the CRIF, the Representative Council of Jewish Institutions in France. There's a lot going on in France currently. Good to check in with Robert and take the temperature and find out what's really going on. Robert, I hope I pronounced your surname correctly, but thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Robert, let's start at the end. There's a lot to talk about in respect of the position of the Jewish community in France, etc. But today, news item that Charles Kushner, the American ambassador, is being reprimanded by Mr. Macron for unacceptable diplomatic behavior. Tell us about the incident and why did we get to this point?
I can tell you about the incident, but I will not comment because we have decided at this point not to make any comment in the name of the Jewish organization. The event is the following. Charles Kushner, the new ambassador of the U.S. in France, decided to send President Macron a letter to say basically there is an anti-Semitism in France which is growing and that the state is not doing enough. This follows an exchange last week between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Macron, saying basically the same thing, and Netanyahu saying that that the France is not doing enough to fight anti-Semitism, and President Macron telling Prime Minister Netanyahu that he is dealing with it and that should not be the responsibility of a foreign leader to comment on the rise of anti-Semitism and the way France is fighting anti-Semitism in its territory. So the one point I can tell you is that the Jewish community in neither case has been consulted before, and we're the first concerned. So we think this is definitely political between the Israel and its ally President Trump, and on the other side, President Macron, who has made some former comments, and I had the occasion to comment on it on your channel, about the recognition of a Palestinian state at the General Assembly of the UN in September.
That was going to be my next question. Is there a linkage between these two issues?
Most probably. So this is very important because it's definitely a political issue. It's a political issue, an international political issue between France and the U.S. and Israel on what's happening in the Middle East and the way that everybody wants to play a role and everybody's commenting on everybody's position. Of course, President Macron does not have a fit with the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and on the other hand, wants to take another lead on the Middle East than the one of President Trump. So we have the impression that the Jews in this situation are barely football in the game and not a player.
That's a very dangerous position to be in. Robert, in my gut, it's probably a silly question to ask you because I doubt if you're going to be able to answer it given that you're who you are. But in my gut, I don't believe that President Macron is in any way anti-Semitic. He just is doing some very strange things. What accounts for this behavior?
I've said several times on your channel, I'm not in the head of President Macron, and not many people can explain what's happening. But the one thing I can tell you is that the government is definitely trying to fight anti-Semitism. One of the issues we have is the definition of anti-Semitism. And today we have an issue on the inclusion of anti-Zionism and the hate of Israel being included in anti-Semitism. So, but to say that President Macron is not, and the French government basically, is not doing anything to fight anti-Semitism is not true. that maybe other things could be tried is something else. But anyways, we're working with the government and with the administration on a very regular basis to try to fight anti-Semitism. At the same time, we have to recognize that it's not working because anti-Semitism continues to rise.
So I was going to ask you, are you able to give me some concrete examples of what steps have been taken in order to fight anti-Semitism in France?
For example, the implication of the police and the armed forces to protect the Jewish buildings and Jewish events is permanent. This has been since for many years now, and before President Macron, and it's last with President Macron. So this is done. We have a monthly meeting to comment on anti-Semitism in the country. The police is doing what it can, including on social media, and the justice has also condemned quite strongly some recent anti-Semitic act issue some providers of anti-Semitic acts. So yes, the state is doing. I can understand that seen from outside, can be considered that it's not enough. And definitely, the one thing we can comment is that because it's increasing, it's definitely not enough, and we have to find some creative solutions. But at the same time, to say that nothing is done
Not
is not
accurate.
true
Yeah. Well,
and not accurate.
that's just so interesting to hear that you are being listened to. And there seems to be an openness to entertain different ways of doing things. You know, I've been following developments in the Jewish community in France for years and way before the Gaza war. I think back to Ilan Halimi. I think back to France was the first country in Europe where Jews were killed for being Jews post-Holocaust. I mean, you've got a difficult history, and it seems to me that your justice system never came to terms with the threat that it was dealing with. I've forgotten the name of the lady who was killed in a flat. I think she was a Holocaust survivor, and the guy got off for
There are two,
that.
Sarah Alimi and
That
Miri Knoll.
that's it. That's it. That's absolutely correct. And I think in both cases, I don't think justice was done. I don't know. I wasn't privy to what was actually happening. But do you think that the justice system is aiding and abetting the problem?
No, I don't think I think it's a question of perspective, and we are fighting, and we agree on Sarah Alimi that the job was not done, and we had a problem because the judge did not declare it at the beginning as an anti-Semitic fact. Also, because they have declared that the killer was not legally responsible, because it was in the form of a crisis, this did not appease the Jewish community, considering justice has not been rendered in this case. For the Biri Alimi case, the case is still pending, and there will be a judgment.
Robert, give me a sense of the Jewish community itself. What kind of numbers are we talking about today, and have recent events had an impact on numbers?
The Jewish community is basically 500,000 people. To give you an idea, Aliyah is about 1,500 to 2,500 people annually. So that's quite big, but this is usual. We've had big years in 2013, 14, and 15. But since then, it came back into what it usually was, as I said, between 15 and 2,500. So the community is basically the same.
That's really interesting, because I think many of us have the press can be very sensationalist about these things, and you think that the entire French community is getting on a plane and going to Israel or London, and clearly that's not the case at all. In terms of the future, are you hopeful? Do you see your children and grandchildren living in France and contributing and being French?
This is a question that every Jewish family is asking. around Shabbat table, this is one of the big debates. And it's very important that we have this debate. But at the same time, many are willing to fight in order to allow a Jew to live wherever he wants, either in force or in a foreign country. And I must say, the news we have from foreign countries, including UK and United States, are not so good for people to imagine that they would have a better life as Jews in these countries.
I absolutely agree with you. Isn't that strange how very often you think that your situation is particularly bad until you look around and you see how much worse it is elsewhere? I'm just thinking of a country like Australia, which up until recently had always been considered the golden hour dinner, a safe haven for Jews. Suddenly it seems to me that I'd rather be a French Jew than an Australian Jew.
And the same thing happens in America. America was considered forever
Absolutely.
a place for the Jews. And when you see what's happening now, we are giving them, and I've done that for many years to explain to them that we are, from our perspective, we're seeing anti-Semitism growing in America that they did not want to see. But now we are really comparing on similar situation.
Robert, to what extent
Which is
are
why, which is why, which is why we have to fight the same fights and join forces instead of each other playing ping pong with like if the French president was commenting on anti-Semitism in America and so on and so forth, we'd get nowhere. We are really pushing for solutions, discussed solutions where everybody would work together.
Robert, there's so much more to talk to you about. I think I'm going to ask you to talk to me in the future about the French community itself, its makeup. We're talking Ashkenazi, we're talking Sephardi, how much is North African, etc. So much of such a significant and substantial Jewish community. But we're going to leave it there for this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. My pleasure. Bye.
That was Robert Ejne of the CRIF, the Representative Council of Jewish Institutions in France. Definitely challenging times for that Jewish community. One of the most significant communities in the world, as he said, numbering nearly 500,000 and finding itself off balance. That's a nice way of putting it, off balance.